Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts. Pull their straps tight because we have Gerald Celente back on the show. Gerald is an original member of our show. He's an original member of our Brain Trust. He joined us way back in 1998, the first year we were in business. And he's joining us now as a founding member of our Brain Trust to help us continue to celebrate this week. And Gerald is a trend tracker. He is the trend tracker. He doesn't like to call himself a futurist, although he really kind of is. And his book is called Trends 2000. It's still a book that continues to give. He also is the author of the Trends Journal, which is a quarterly document that you don't need to live without. And he's here to talk to us about what's going on out there in the world. Gerald Celente, welcome back to the show.
Well, congratulations on your lucky 13th.
Exactly. Lucky 13th. Thanks, Gerald. I appreciate it. You know, I'm not the least bit superstitious, and things like superstitions don't bother me. But you know what does bother me, Gerald? When it's becoming, I don't want to be naive and say that Washington, there hasn't always been a pretty cozy relationship between Washington and Wall Street. But Gerald, I'm pretty ticked off about this General Motors IPO and the fact that taxpayers bailed out Wall Street and General Motors in a span of 6 months. And then when the two of them come back together to enter the marketplace together again, you and I as regular taxpayers are not invited to that party. Now, what's wrong with that picture, Gerald?
This is something that we wrote about in the Trends Journal going back to 2008 when they began this whole TARP program under Bush, accelerated under Obama with his stimulus. The government has lent, spent, and guaranteed $13 trillion to bail out the big guys. It's all about the bigs. They That's made right. up this whole baloney about too big to fail. You know, everybody rails about Obama being a socialist and this is Marxist. No, it's not. The merger of state and corporate powers is called fascism by definition. Mussolini called it that. Let's call it what it is. All our lives, Jim, we were taught, you know, you have to rise and fall on your own merits. That's what capitalism is. This isn't capitalism. The whole game has been turned upside down from state to the federal government about helping the big guy. You want to open up a business in Alabama, and I'm going to bring in 50 employees or 120? How about some tax breaks, loan guarantees, infrastructure repairs?
Yeah.
But the little guy open up his shop, boy, they have every state inspector, sales tax, Gestapo,
yeah.
You name it, clamping down on him. The whole thing is squeeze the little
Not
people.
Not one thing. You're right. Billions and trillions were committed to the big guys, and small businesses basically got in the back of the hand. You know, when they bailed out General Motors,
yeah, back of the hand. You're putting it kindly.
I know. When don't forget, it's a family show, Gerald.
And
so,
I know.
So the thing is that they bailed out General Motors to save a couple hundred thousand union jobs, but at the same moment, small businesses were having to lay off millions because of what Wall Street did. But the thing that I'm coming back to my original point, though, Gerald, what I'm ticked off about is that I contacted one of my brokerage company that I do a little bit of business with, not a lot, but some, and I said, can I get in on the GM IPO? And they said, well, IPO commitments from us previously, you had to have a $100,000 trading account with us. But for the GM IPO, we've raised that to $500,000. So
look, the whole thing, Jim, I mean, you have to understand what's going on. Everything is tilted to the bigs. You know, one of my mottos, by the way, in the Trends Journal 2011 is going to be break the chains, buy local, bank local.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
They're enslaving us.
I especially agree with the bank local.
The whole thing, Jim, has been turned upside down. The regulations, you name it, to favor the big guys. Hey, of course, you're squeezed out.
Hey, Gerald,
you
know when I started telling people to bank local? 1998. I've been telling small business owners to do business with their independent community bank since 1998. I've said it 1,000 times since then. And, folks, there's something wrong. We've got to fix Washington, but I'll tell you what else. In my opinion, I'm going to say this right now, Wall Street has become the enemy of capitalism as we know it on Main Street. Wall Street is not Main Street's friend. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.